For CRI, I'm Mark Kavigli. The death toll from yesterday's 6.6 magnitude earthquake in Gansu has risen to 89. Over 500 others have been injured, with 60 in serious condition. Another 5 are listed as missing. At least 400 aftershocks have been recorded following yesterday morning's earthquake in the city of Dingxi. The strongest aftershock has measured a 5.6 on the Richter scale. The earthquake has toppled some 1,200 houses and severely damaged another 21,000. Two helicopters and some 3,000 search and rescue personnel have been deployed to the region, which is located about 200 kilometers south of the provincial capital, Lanzhou. Chinese President Xi Jinping has issued a statement calling for the utmost efforts to reduce casualties. Premier Li Keqiang has been working to gather more professional rescue forces to join the search and rescue work. Several minor landslides have also been reported in the area, which has been inundated by days of heavy rain. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with Tonga's Prime Minister. Li Keqiang has told Siale Ataonga Tu Ivakano the Chinese government is working on reforming its economy to try to ensure China remains an important link in the global economic recovery. For his part, Tu Ivakano has expressed his condolences to the victims of Monday's earthquake in Gansu. The third in line to the British throne has arrived. Prince William's wife Kate has given birth to a baby boy. Kate and William arrived at St. Mary's Hospital early in the morning Monday. The child was born at 4:24 p.m. in London. He's 8 pounds, 6 ounces, and is said to be in fine health. So far, the child has not been named. Prince William has issued a statement saying he, quote, could not be happier. A 62-gun salute will be fired at the Tower of London on Tuesday to celebrate the arrival of the royal baby. Egypt's interim president is calling for national reconciliation and a new beginning. This comes after clashes left 4 dead on Monday. Adli Mansour has made the appeal for calm in a speech on the eve of the national celebration of the 1952 revolution, which marked the end of royal rule in Egypt. The appeal comes amid clashes between opponents and supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in Tahrir Square. The European Union has decided to label the armed wing of Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah as a terrorist group. The decision has been made at a meeting of the EU's foreign ministers in Brussels. It's now illegal for EU countries to fund the group and for European diplomats to meet its military staff. The label will be reviewed on a 6-month basis. Lebanese officials, while expressing regret, say Beirut will maintain its ties with the EU. The suspect in the killing of 3 women in the U.S. state of Ohio has been charged with aggravated murder. Michael Madison is a convicted sex offender. Authorities arrested Madison after discovering a series of decomposing corpses found wrapped in garbage bags. A search has also been launched in East Cleveland for other possible victims. It's believed the victims were killed within the last 6 to 10 days. 3 people are dead following a dispute over an abandoned mine in South Africa. The 3 were killed in a dispute over who is going to control the illegal operation. The dispute involved 2 separate groups of miners. Authorities have arrested 18 people. Illegal mining has been on the rise in South Africa, with many unemployed former miners looking for ways to make money. There's been another deadly knife attack in Beijing. This time, one woman is dead and 3 others have been hurt after an attack in a Carrefour in the Maliandao area between 2nd and 3rd Ring Roads. Reports are suggesting one of those injured is a 2-year-old child who is said to be seriously hurt. Authorities have identified the attacker as a 50-year-old man with a history of mental illness. This attack follows a similar attack involving a mentally disturbed man this past week in Beijing's Chaoyang district, which left 2 people dead. At least 63 cases of dengue fever are being reported in the city of Zhongshan in Guangdong. All the cases are believed to have been contracted locally. All have been hospitalized. It's said that none of the victims have been to Southeast Asia recently. This is where dengue fever normally occurs in Asia. Local authorities are suggesting the recent heavy rains have created a large number of mosquitoes. Dengue fever is a tropical disease spread through mosquito bites and has the potential to be fatal. The number of cases of dengue fever has been on the rise in recent years here in China. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Kavigli.